Hey there, this is Emma from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And I'm Daniel, and today we're diving into a major announcement from the UK government regarding offshore wind energy.
I see, so the government is putting £100 million into offshore wind projects.
Exactly, and this isn't just about money, it's about accelerating the transition to renewables and boosting energy security.
Right, and this £100 million is part of a bigger picture to hit net zero by 2050.
That's right, the funding will go to projects that show innovation and scalability.
So, what are they looking for in these projects?
Mainly reducing costs and improving efficiency in offshore wind energy production.
I see, and this is good news for the Northwest.
Absolutely, industry experts are saying this could create jobs and boost the economy in coastal regions.
Wow, that is so cool.
And the government is stressing the importance of international collaboration in advancing wind technology.
So this £100 million investment is expected to attract more private sector involvement.
Exactly, which will strengthen the UK's position as a global leader in renewable energy.
That's impressive. So the Northwest Aerospace Cluster could benefit from this as well.
Absolutely, especially with companies like Bay Systems and Rolls-Royce already involved in aerospace and defence.
Right, and this funding could lead to new partnerships and opportunities for SMEs in the region.
Definitely, the focus on innovation and scalability could open doors for smaller companies to showcase their technologies.
That makes sense. So the key takeaways are job creation, economic growth, and positioning the UK as a renewable energy leader.
Exactly, and with the emphasis on international collaboration, we might see more global partnerships emerging.
That's a solid summary. Thanks for joining me on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And remember to stay tuned for more updates on how this funding might impact our aerospace cluster.